Today's December 2nd, 2005. I'm with Nick.
Alokli,
okay. My name is Minnie Naylor, and today we're going to talk about language. After your parents died, did you still speak Alutiiq?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you know any English? Did you know any English?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Did you speak Alutiiq a little bit when you were in the Lower 48?
No.
No? No. When you call people at home, did you ever call home?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you speak to Alutiiq in them, or?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
And then my wife, do you understand?
So, your wife always understand? Or?
No.
No?
You can understand, but I don't talk to her.
Oh.
I mean, call people from Old Harbor, talk to them.
Yeah. And it was your first language?
Yeah.
Is it easy teaching the younger generation?
Pardon?
Is it easy teaching the younger generation?
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah? Is there a lot of interest for?
No.
Yeah.
That's what you have to have. That's the ones I'm teaching you, whether really into it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They want to learn.
How long have you been teaching?
2 years.
2 years?
No.
Is that you?
Yeah. I'm about 37.
Teacher of that girl? Huh? That girl?
Yeah.
What's her name?
April.
April?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's really into it. She can talk to me now and roast it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When did she start learning?
Last year.
Last year?
Mm-hmm. She didn't speak last year. Now first thing when she picked me up home in the morning, that's how we started talking a little bit.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Does she have any trouble speaking it at all?
No, sometimes I have to correct her.
Mm.
Even if she's wrong, she still say it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But because she knows I'm going to correct her.
Mm.
Yeah, she's really sharp. She's still not making it work, this language, because she record us on
mm-hmm.
CD, put us on CD, internet,
mm-hmm.
all that, you know, technical stuff. It wasn't for her, never go through like that.
Mm. Is she teaching it to younger children too?
She will.
Will?
I get that immersion.
Oh.
Yeah, I start next year.
Next school year, like in August, or?
Yeah, probably September, I don't know.
And where is that going to be in?
Right now, they're trying to find a place to do it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you know where it
mm-hmm.
might be?
I think Canada might, maybe Hoyak Native Association might, I think they're talking about it, they might go through those. April and I used to go to preschool,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These little kids,
mm-hmm.
boy they learn fast.
Oh, wow.
Next time we go back, you know, we ask them, they still remember.
Wow, preschoolers?
Mm-hmm.
April, there's two Aprils? Or?
No, just one.
She went with you to the preschool? Who's that lady that helps the older, who speaks Alutiiq to?
Oh, you mean that? Not?
Yeah.
I mean my partner, Florence Pistico.
Florence?
Yeah. Her maiden name was Matve. Matve.
Matve?
Matve.
Matve?
Her dad was really, really good in this native stuff. He was doing that teaching, teaching how to dance, songs and stuff like that. He's the one that started it. He was really good before he died. He died when he was 91 years old.
Wow.
That's her daughter, Missy's daughter, Florence.
Does she dance?
No.
No.
Just the younger ones.
Oh.
I don't dance either. See, my generation, we were really bashful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all in a mess. I guess, of course, the way we were treated, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now, there are kids in the body, they're in a mess. There are kids small and dancing away.
What did you and April teach the preschoolers? Just like
what animal?
Their names or?
So many of them, I don't know.
What was that?
So many of them, I don't know.
Oh.
Some are Filipinos, some are white.
Mm-hmm.
The Filipinos catch on fast.
You just taught them the Aleutic names for the animals?
Yeah,
or?
Uh-huh. We get those toy animals.
Mm-hmm.
We have a bag, take them out and tell them what they are. And
uh-huh.
Next time we come back, they know what it's called.
Did you tell any stories?
Yeah, and they sing some songs.
Oh, wow.
You know, You Are My Sunshine.
Oh.
And I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Itchy Bitchy Spider.
Itchy Bitchy Spider?
Yeah. Do it now, you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They make motions.
Mm-hmm.
Itchy Bitchy. Miskirangjo.
Miskirak. Miskirak?
Miskirangjo. Mayochtok.
Mayochtok.
Dino Pipa.
Dinah
Pipa? Pipa.
Pipa?
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, I did like that. When you were in a video conference, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of, what's your favorite song? Itchy Bitchy.
With Spider?
Yeah.
And they'll
small,
do the...
Yeah, Small Spider.
Small Spider?
And when it rains, you know. Spider slides.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And after the rain quit, sun comes out and the rain dries.
Uh-huh.
And then my own Richtung start climbing again.
I bet they're all excited to sing that, huh?
Yeah.
So you just did the animals and stories, the songs?
Yeah, to ask us questions, you know, what they want to know. And me and Florence, you know, or the Elvis, whatever we could tell them, we tell them.
Mm-hmm. I remember in elementary we had our Inupiaq teacher, her name was Alichak, and we couldn't use the bathroom unless we stayed in Inupiaq.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, that's one thing we couldn't do, or we had to do, or if we had to sharpen our pencil.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always use the bathroom before she go because I know I couldn't say it quite good. So I would just wait until class was done. How many, you don't, do you know anything about the alphabet?
Yeah, she just got done making alphabets.
Oh. April?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, she's doing all that stuff. She made a Facebook. She interviewed all of us elders, mm-hmm. recorded us, and then she put it in Facebook.
Wow.
That's a lot of work.
That is. Do you know how many letters were in there?
They're less than English anyway. Mm-hmm. See, I can't do that alphabet because I never learned it.
Mm-hmm.
But April, she know how. She's mm-hmm. good at it.
Yeah.
And she can write out it, and I can't.
Mm-hmm. Are you interested in writing it, learning the alphabet?
No, I'm just lazy. As long as she learned it, then.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get invited to radio stations, do stuff, we do the weather in Alut.
Wow. You do that too?
Yeah, me and April, yeah.
Do you do anything else with the radio besides the weather?
Yeah, April always make all the arrangements when she. What are we going to do again?
Mm-hmm. There was this lady back at home a long time ago. She was my next door neighbor, and she worked for the KOTZ,
mm-hmm.
the radio station. And she used to have the Inupiaq word for today. Mm-hmm. And that's what they used to do. And then she passed away, so I don't think they do that anymore. But maybe you guys could start doing that too, a Aleutic word for today.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they do it in the Kodiak Mirror and
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You tell her how to say it, and mm. she say it in the radio.
Mm.
She works on Wednesdays evening. Sometimes I go up with them and make us feel good because the people on the radio station, KMXT,
mm-hmm.
they're really interested in what we're doing. We got to invite us all the time.
That's good.
When we were in a barrel,
mm-hmm.
we did the same thing.
Oh, in barrel?
Yeah, they went to the radio station and they interviewed us there.
Wow. When did you go barrel? A
couple of years ago. It was in the spring. I think around April, because they were just getting ready for whaling.
Mm-hmm. Do you like maktab?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How long were you in barrel?
About 5 days.
5 days. Why did you go barrel?
Met that culture and language conference or something. They invited us up to they paid our way up. And we stayed in the top of the world hotel.
Did you feel like you were on top of the world?
Yeah. There's a Mexican restaurant right next door.
Mm.
You should go eat there all.
Make you feel like home?
Yeah. Yeah, when I was going home, Lester, my friend, you know, he was going to give me all kind of native food,
mm-hmm.
probably blubber and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But something happened, he had to fly here
mm-hmm.
to Fairbanks. You know, so I couldn't get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like blubber.
I don't think I've ever tried it.
You never tried it?
Not well. I've tried black meat. I mean, not black meat. Just the
keemak. We call it keemak.
Keemak. The maktab.
Yeah.
Keemak.
We call it keemak. We like that, but I like to read it with boiled fish or dried fish. It's like seal, you like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Dried fish with sea oil and
mm-hmm.
dried boiled fish with sea oil and sea fat.
Mm-hmm. I like sea oil. I like seal oil and carrots and salt.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. My mom likes it with fruit. Or she'll have it with apples.
Huh.
And what else? They'll have, I like it with carrots. I used to eat it a lot. You know, the dried meat of the seal?
Uh-huh.
The black meat. That's what we call it. I don't know what it's called in any craft, but she'd always cut that and have seal oil and then carrots and salt and just salt them on the meal. What else? There's other stuff Mom always have with seal oil.
At home they call it Peking nugget. You make it with potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
You put some in this and you put mm-hmm. stink oil in it.
Stink oil? What's that?
Huh?
Stink oil, what's that?
Seal oil.
Oh.
Seal oil.
Mm-hmm.
After you age it for a while.
Oh.
Start to get, when you age too long, it's really
mm-hmm.
strong.
Oh.
I don't like it too strong. I like, you know.
Is it yellow?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you cut the fat into like cubes like this and put it in buckets or?
Yeah.
Yeah. With a little slit. Alright. Like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just put it in a bucket for a while and then turn it?
Yeah. No. I see you lying on. Put them in the gallon jugs.
Mm-hmm.
And just cut the seal fat
mm-hmm.
in strips
mm-hmm.
and put them in there.
Oh.
And then let them ferment for a while or taste good. Take them out and eat it with fish and salt.
I think my mom always have cabbage with seal oil too.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess you could use anything.
Yeah. But I like it with carrots.
Huh. I probably wouldn't like it because I don't like carrots.
Oh. So there's a lot of Russian, you use a lot of Russian words for a lutik, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is there like a lot or?
No, we just get mixed up with the lutik words.
Mm.
And when there's a person that can understand Russian,
mm-hmm.
they say they can understand.
Mm.
They say there's a lot of Russian in it, but we don't realize it.
Mm-hmm. Does the younger generation know that there's Russian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you think your children will ever learn about or learn the language?
I think you are. Yeah, when they get older, I think they start getting interested right now.
Mm-hmm.
Struggling to, my boy, he can't get no funds for college,
Mm.
It's expensive. And my oldest son, he's always crabbing, and he wants to learn.
Mm-hmm.
He's never home.
There's probably a lot of native scholarships he could apply for. If he get in touch with rural student services,
uh-huh.
they could help him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll ask Shauna, she works for a little cap.
Mm-hmm.
And could she?
Wow.
She's doing it. I was teaching too. And she was learning fast, but she had to move to Anchorage because her husband couldn't get a job in the Kodiak School Board.
teacher. And she was learning fast, too.
What was her name?
Shauna.
Her maiden name was Lukine.
Lukine?
Yeah. But her maiden name is Shauna Ekena. We moved to another region.
Oh, wow.
And they got a little boy, and she made me a adopted grandpa.
Yeah. I did the picture. Oh, excuse me, I saw last time.
Yeah. I kind of put them in now. I just got tired. I'm just getting lazy.
Yeah. This is her dad, right?
Yeah.
Her and her dad.
Tom Gomez.
Is he still?
No, he just died a couple of years ago.
Wow.
He's kind of come, my wife don't want to go home.
Mm.
I might get, you know, might come back to her.
Mm. How old's your wife right now?
Huh?
How old is your wife?
60. No, 59. She's 10 years younger than me. Mm.
What does your tattoo say?
Lillian.
Mm.
My old girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
She's from Puerto Rico, Nunahat.
Nulato?
Nulato. I think she lives in Galena now.
Oh, wow. When did you get that?
1961.
1961?
Yeah, in Oakland, California.
What did your wife think of that?
Before I met her. Don't bother her.
Don't bother her?
I mean, this one buddy of mine, we were down there for BIA, relocation thing.
Mm-hmm.
She had tattoo place, and she had her heart drunk. And she said, I can't tattoo. I said, I don't want it. He said, yeah, go ahead. I'll pay for it. So he got one like this, but he had a different girl's name.
Oh. Did it hurt?
Yeah, I don't like any kind of bleed.
Oh.
And scab out of it.
Huh.
Thick scab.
Hmm.
Heal up is okay. Steam.
Yeah. Even though if you're a little bit drunk, I've always wanted one, but I never got one.
Let him get it all over.
There's one guy in my class who has one like right here on his scalp.
Wow.
He shaves his head so you can see it.
Boy, but that hurt.
I bet. No. I forgot your wife's name.
Ellen.
Yeah.
E-L-L-E-N.
And she's just in Kodiak? She's in Kodiak? Not Kodiak. Where's she?
Kodiak.
Kodiak? Is that where you're at right now?
Yeah, I live there now. I've been living there since 69.
After you came back from California?
Yeah. I came back from California. We lived in Ohio for a while. And then I started cooking in Cannery crab.
Mm-hmm.
And the superintendent left my wife stay in the cannery. So after that, they moved to Kodiak.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only one that could have my wife in the cannery.
I think that's all I have. for today. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very much. I really appreciate it.
Maybe I should say, Dick Hovnik is what started me off with interest in this, my language
mm-hmm.
and culture.
Mm-hmm.
When I first went there, I didn't have no interest in stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
When I got there, the kids, you know, they're so interested in
it. Mm-hmm.
So I start, why not? You know, when they ask me if I want to teach, I said, okay, I'll start teaching.
This was last year or?
No, but 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
I got at camp, they have all kind of, they have elders camp and youth and elders camp and they have science camp
mm-hmm.
and teach the kids how to do
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Where is that camp?
In the Falkneck.
Falkneck.
They call it Digga Falkneck.
Digga Falkneck?
Yeah, Dig.
Oh, Digga, oh, okay.
Digga used to be archaeologist there.
Oh, yeah.
And after that, after they quit digging, they didn't know what to do, so they decided to do the culture and language.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing now.
It's
a about not tribal.
Tribal.
And the corporation helps too. And they do a lot of good deeds for our natives.
What corporation is that again?
Apoknik Native Corporation.
That there will be more people interested in learning to speak?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And right now everybody has one of, you know, start learning.
Mm-hmm.
And they want their kids to learn. And some of them we told that the artist immersion group
mm-hmm.
started, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not interest.
That's good, that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you want to say?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the language could be, you could learn the language just be around people talking.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's just two white kids in New Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
They're blonde, they're white.
Mm-hmm.
They play the native,
mm-hmm.
and they talk. They learn, they can speak just like us, fluently. Just being around us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I couldn't learn. Being around somebody to talk. That's how I learned from my parents. And
mm-hmm.
Hear, listen to them talk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I listened to them. Yeah, I'm a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's really good. Mm-hmm.
It's how come anybody asks me to do something,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm there, I'll,
mm-hmm.
if they can learn something from me, I'll do it. It's like when I came up here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If they were interested in me, that's fine.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of worked for a while, I thought about them having enough information.
No.
No.
You have 70 years of information.
Yeah.
Awesome. I have to go to a meeting at 3.
Okay.
So, thank you.
You're welcome.